2. Ivy Cottage. Follow me as we make our way down Church Street to where I first lodged with my fellow ancient Frederick Tatham in the spring of 1826.
Image 9.
Here is the painting I made. Now see if you can spot the cottage for yourselves. Ah, you've found it. It doesn't look very different from the drawing, does it? My mentor, John Linnell, strongly disapproved of us leaving London for the country, saying that we were cutting ourselves off from any possibility of financial success. He was right, of course, but that didn't bother me at the time. I was very idealistic and determined not to sell away God's gift of art for money nor for fame. Linnell was forever urging me to paint in a more commercially viable style. He was an extremely strong character with, I'm sad to say, a tendency to domineer. So, here I am, despite my preference for using my imagination, trying to follow his advice. You can see that I have made a real effort to faithfully record all the architectural details of the building, paying attention to the different textures of brick and foliage, and I've even included some real Shoreham inhabitants. You won't find them in any of my other pictures. Here is Farmer Tooth in his stovepipe hat, his old dog snoozing in the sun, and there are the two little girls heading off to church in their Sunday bonnets. Now let's take a look at another painting I made of Ivy Cottage a few years later.
Image 10.
I'm not concerned with being realistic here. Bits of nature, I felt, were generally much improved by being received into the soul. I wanted to give the scene a pastoral, poetic, and timeless quality. The figures come from my imagination rather than life, and the colours are richer and more luminous, like those used in medieval paintings. Look hard, and you might spot a figure half asleep, leaning back against the tree trunk. I took him from a classical statue which I used to draw in the British Museum. I was enchanted by the myth of the shepherd boy Endymion, in love with the moon, who chose to be transformed into stone in order to preserve his beauty. You will spot this reclining figure in many of my pictures. Endymion and I, both in love with the moon. But more about that later.